Well, we turn to our catechism question for this week. And it continues with the subject of the law of God. And in question 66, we read, "Are all transgressions of the law equally heinous?" There are extremes that we can go with regard to the law of God. We can go to the extreme of thinking that there are certain sins that are more serious, and therefore in the Roman Catholic Church, those of us who used to be members of that system would have believed there was venial sins and mortal sins and so on. But then the other extreme is to think that there is no difference between various sins. And in fact, there is a clear difference. In fact, in the previous question, we looked at this to some degree when we looked at the idea of sins of thought, of word, and of deed. So on that level, there are differences in sins. But then, as the answer to this question points out, some sins in themselves and by reason of several aggravations are more heinous in the sight of God than others. So this morning, for example, we looked at the idea of sins out of ignorance and then sins that are committed with knowledge. And obviously, to sin with knowledge is a much greater and grave thing than it is to sin out of ignorance. Also, if you've heard the gospel, it is much more sinful and much more to be condemned than for someone who has not heard the gospel. So clearly there is a difference in sins. And the proof texts, John chapter 19 verse 11, the Lord Jesus Christ speaking to Pilate, "He that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin," which is an interesting text because in one sense it's both the same sin. Yet for one, it was more grave and more serious and more heinous than for the other. So even though every sin, and we'll look at this next week, what every sin deserves, there is the least sin will send a soul to judgment, but that there is a difference in different types of sin. Also, 1 John chapter 5 and verse 16, "If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it." And again, there's different views on what that exactly is, and we won't get into that now. Another text is Luke chapter 12 and verses 47 and 48. And in Luke 12, 47 and 48, "And that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more." So we see also, even in that text, this idea of difference of degrees. And also in James chapter 4, verse 17, which tells us that if we know the good we ought to do and don't do it, that is sin. And that's the sin of omission, in contrast to sins of commission. So there's a variety of sins and a variety of degrees of how sin is dealt with. Are all transgressions of the law equally heinous? Some sins in themselves and by reason of several aggravations are more heinous in the sight of God than others.